This is an ArmorPod production. Send all production inquiries to armorpod@gmail.com.
This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Debbie Bennett here.
This is Robbie Eagles.
This is Brian Alvarez.
Hey guys, this is Chaz McKinsey.
This is Tyson Gibbs.
This is JXC, the social media superstar.
This is the maniac, the leader of the Bullet Clique.
This is Jurassic Punk, Sid Parker.
This is Charlie Evans.
This is the King of the Mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
This is Grim.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce.
G'day, this is Big Brody Marshall.
What? I'm back. Hey, how you going, everybody? Josh Armour here on the Wrestle Radio Australia Network. This is, of course, where the action is. And if you're still subscribed to Wrestle Radio Australia Network, because we haven't had any shows out for it. We had the Botchamania episode, the episode with Matthew, on Axecast with Josh Shooter. But I've been pretty quiet as of late. Big thank you to the guys at Drawing Heat, Beige and the Dude, for holding it down for a few months and putting out some awesome shows. What's been happening with me, real quick? Well, my wife Susie and I are having a baby. That's pretty cool. Very excited about that. And just been growing ArmorPod and picking up work there, which is really good, especially with a little girl on the way. We don't know her name yet, but we'll work that out. It's a contentious issue here in the Armour household, but we will make a decision. Susie will make a decision, I'm sure, in due time, but literally due time. And of course, I've had a few tech issues as always, not so much on the editing front, obviously, with a lot of work going on, but mainly recording. And when I recorded a great chat with Dan Leonard, the controversial Dan Leonard, a few months back, that didn't turn out so good. And it was almost unreleasable, let's just put it that way. But thankfully, having some new great little toys at my disposal to fix audio, I've been able to repair that. So that will be on its way pretty soon. And today it's all about Todd Eastman's chat with John Whelan, who is the founder of Wrestling Go, which is a great, fun wrestling promotion in New South Wales. They've got a show this weekend, so if you're hearing this on the day or on the weekend of release, you want to get down to St. Clair Leisure Centre at St. Clair, New South Wales, this Sunday, October 15th. It's a 4 p.m. bell time, and they've got the UK's NXT and Progress wrestler Trent Seven versus Kai Drake. He's in action at MCW tonight, being Saturday, October 14th. And he's going to be in action at Wrestling Go. Also on the card, past Wrestle Radio Australia Network guests Mick Moretti, Paris De Silva, Mehmet the Turkish Delight. That's right, you can hear all those guys here on the network. They'll be in action, plus many more. And John has got some details later in this upcoming chat all about this weekend's event with Trent Seven. Also in this chat here, John reveals why he created Wrestling Go, the impact that Mexico's recent earthquake had on the event, and just a bit of the fallout, I guess. Really cool chat here coming up with Toddy and John Whelan of Wrestling Go. And the lads do get into this as well, but just quickly, if you do want to catch Wrestling Go, but you're interstate, you can't get to the events, check them out on Vimeo. Just go to wrestlinggo.com and you'll find the info there. They're pretty reasonably priced. Reasonably, that's right. Did I pronounce that correctly? I think I did. A nice little way to delve into Wrestling Go there is via the videos online, so check them out on Vimeo. So yes, apologies for my absence as of late here on the network, but we are back. I'll chat with you later on at the end of this one, but for now, here is Todd Eastman, who you can catch at AWA in Queensland, and he is chatting here with Wrestling Go founder / owner John Whelan.
Welcome everybody, I'm here with the creator behind Wrestling Go, sir?
Yes,
John Whelan. How are you, sir? How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, first question off the bat is, what brought you to creating a company like Wrestling Go? Because it is very different to pretty much every promotion in the country at the moment.
All right, so everything in Australia is pretty much the same. So we're all in, like, we're all in one group. So we're all pretty much the same. So if someone's like, oh, I'm going to, for example, I don't know, we'll say MCW, Melbourne City Wrestling.
Yep.
And then you can say, oh, I went to AWA up in Queensland, like Grand House Wrestling. It's almost exactly the same thing, even though one show's 18 plus and one isn't. You can go anywhere around the country and the shows feel almost exactly the same, even if they have different wrestlers, a different stage or a different, like, different people walking behind the scenes. They all have the same feel. And that's just because we go off what we see around the world. You know, we all want to put on the best shows. That's cool. But we go towards the one audience, which is wrestling fans. Not exactly everyone as a whole. Aiming for people that are wrestling fans, that's a good thing. But where you tend to find the most success are with people you bring in from outside of wrestling, that, like, you convert general people on the street or friends or family, and then they bring they come in and they'll bring in people themselves, and it grows bigger from there.
Yeah, I've always said you're always going to get the hardcore fans. It's those fringe fans you really want to try and attract and bring in on a regular basis.
Yeah, because, for example, in Sydney there's, you know, a core group of let's just say 20 people, and there's a show every weekend. Those 20 people go to every single show. It doesn't matter if it's an hour away, 2 hours away. If a ticket's $5, if it's $20, they'll be at every show. It doesn't matter who's on the show. The quality may or may not be as good, but they'll be there because it's professional wrestling and that's what they like.
Mm-hmm.
So the differentials would be the people that would actually fit in between there, so that would be the casual fans.
So you sort of went for more of a Chikara feel?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Just like wrestling's for everyone. Yeah. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not going to see on most shows Ken Anderson and then Pikachu.
No.
So you've got the foot up on that one. When it comes to stuff like, say, everything's different with Wrestling Go, you don't have titles so much as you have medals. Can you explain some of that for us? I know it's cheaper, but aside from that.
You know, once again, to be different, because everyone's got the belts, and belts are cool. Like, belts look, you know, a lot cooler than medals, but you can break the barrier. Like, we don't all have to be the same. It's not just Australian wrestling. It's boxing and UFC, MMA, like anything, really. I see it, like, as an Olympic sport. You go to the Olympics, what do they give out? They give out medals.
Yep.
And people don't make fun of they've given their whole life just to get this gold medal. But that actually means something. So. Yeah.
No, I love it. And what's with the watermelon?
the watermelon, originally, it was on our third show, I believe, back in November last year. There was a trick or treat match. It was four poles attached to each end of the ring, and you had to climb to get whatever's attached to the end. So we had four pumpkins, four plastic pumpkins, hanging from the corners of the ring, 15 or so in there. They didn't know what were in the pumpkins. So it could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. So the people that ended up getting them, one had a gold medal title shot, one had a wish. They could use it for whatever they wanted, really. So Luciano ended up getting that, and he made the silver medal. One person got fired. So the watermelon, they met the Turkish Delight and Big Fudge. They won it together. They were intertwined for about the first 6 months.
Okay.
So they were fighting and they both wouldn't let go and they both fell to the floor with it. So they then decided that they had to defend it 24/7. And so it turned into the 24/7 Watermelon Championship, and it is the it's probably our most popular championship.
It was definitely the most defended. It's been defended on different shows. It's been all over the place.
Sure. Don't think it's been defended interstate yet. I know it's been defended all over New South Wales. It's been held in Mexico by Australian Suicide, but hasn't travelled interstate yet.
Ah. What I do like about Wrestling Go is that you do seem to be giving a lot of the young guys a chance to shine. So it's not always your most established guys. I know lately I've noticed you've been getting the Bonzers and the Eagles and the guys like that who are great talents and all that. But you've been giving the younger guys a shot, like Kai Drake and Luciano and is it Jude the Dude and like just guys that you don't really see enhanced on other shows. You know what I mean? So is this more your idea is to give the younger guys a bit of a platform?
Pretty much, because like the main guys, they can get booked anywhere they want to. While the younger guys, you know, they can scratch and claw, but if they've got this platform, it's somewhat extra for them to learn and get better. So that's pretty much the main focus behind it.
Mm-hmm. So you're a fairly young guy. How do you get it together that's it, I'm going to start my own promotion? I mean, I'm a ripening age myself, and I would not have a clue how to start it. I've been around for a while. How do you get the balls to just go, yeah, I'm going to book a venue, I'm going to get a ring, I'm going to get a setup, and I'm going to get this going? How does this start? Because normally it's a whole, when you see other promotions build up, it was like a group of four or five guys, and they said, we're going to do this. But I've only ever heard your name come up when it comes to Wrestling Go.
I've done a few trips of him.
Billy, sorry, man. Hang on. Calm down. Oh, calm down, mate. I know. It's a voice you don't know where it's coming from. Oh, my God. Guest appearance from Billy the Pug. Now I feel like Stone Cold. Oh, my God. She's a nutter. Sweetie, can you come closer now? Oh, sorry. Oh, my Lord. Sorry about that. That was Billy the Pug.
No, it's okay.
So where were we, mate?
So, basically, I've done a few tours of America, and I've wrestled all over Australia. I don't have that big of a name, but essentially, after coming back multiple times from overseas, then coming back to Australia, I wasn't really happy with wrestling. Like maybe it's because, you know, the standard of wrestling and everything is different. But then it's also like people, like a lot of the people are negative, or like it's just like lots of petty stuff because a lot of people hadn't been overseas at the time. Now we've got, you know, three new people going overseas every month. Even two or three years ago, which is when I started going over, there was maybe one or two every few months. So it was a rare thing, and then they didn't even share what they learned. So it was a really hard thing. So pretty much when I got back, I was taken off a few shows for a multitude of reasons. One because I wasn't there for a few months. That makes sense. But then one, I was just taken off, and then someone else did that later on, and it was like a double standard. And I hate double standard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'd think if you've come back from another country and you've done training over there, they'd want to bring you into their promotion to sort of like help their promotion.
I mean, you would hope so, but I didn't even see it as that. I saw it as, oh, I was here before. I worked hard before. I work even harder now. When you're over there and when you do extra training and you do fewer shows, but you work higher caliber talent, you would expect I'd know to want to be used. But, yeah, you know, like, it's not just expecting it. You still have to look for it, and I did, but I just never really got it. So I only wrestled maybe once a month, twice a month, as opposed to wrestling almost twice every weekend.
It's a hell of a difference, isn't it? Yeah.
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 So I was just really unhappy. And so that, so with three tours, it was two tours at the time. I was like, I'm really not happy. So it took a while, and I took a break, and I decided to do wrestling go.
Yeah, because I remember I saw you at, I think it was Venom, and I remember you said something like, you'll be up again next month, because we were planning to a podcast then, and then you never sort of came back up. But I was like, oh, I wonder what happened. And then, and then Wrestling Go happened. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you want to know the story for how Wrestling Go came together?
Definitely, yes.
Not many people actually know this. I'm not sure if I should be sharing it, but whatever. When I was in America, the first two times I trained and wrestled with Drew Gulak. So he's with WWE now.
Yep.
He was coming out to Australia in about August last year. And I knew a few months in advance. But he was just coming over for a holiday.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, maybe I can wrestle him. So I decided, let's put on a show.
All right.
That's the premise behind it. Let's put on a show. He said he may not be available, like just because he, you know, he had all of this whole trip planned.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, let's put on this show. If he's available, even if it's last second, we'll put him on. Turns out he wasn't available, but you know, we had a lot of people that were interested in coming, so we still put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a success, and so we've been going on ever since. So really, it's because of Drew Gulak.
So you originally, I don't know if you still do, but you originally started going Sundays. Was there a reason behind like doing a Sunday show as opposed to doing like the traditional Friday or Saturday night shows?
Fridays are hard for a lot of people, at least to start with, because in August, we either had to run against or we had to work around them. And really the only dates were either Fridays or Sundays. And so we went with Sundays. So we had five Sunday shows, I believe, until we finally had a Saturday show.
Mm-hmm. Did you see like a definite difference in attendance from a Saturday show to a Sunday show? Or was it pretty much the same?
Honestly, there wasn't. I guess maybe that's because of our audience, which is more catered to families.
Mm-hmm.
Families, they usually have like a sport in the afternoon, or they might go see a movie, or they might have a family dinner. On Sunday afternoons, so like at 4 o'clock, they can go to the show and then they can go home and have dinner.
It's a good idea. It's a good, especially if you're catering to that market. If you're catering to a family type market, it's a great idea to have it on a Sunday afternoon.
Plus, on an unselfish side, it just leaves another date open for another promotion, which helps everyone else out. So,
yeah, exactly. You also had, unfortunately, you had a massive weekend planned a few weekends ago. You bring over two of the best wrestlers, not only from Mexico, but you can argue from around the world. And then, of course, that the earthquake happened, and then they had to pull out of the show, understandably, of course. But how worried were you that this could have been the end of the promotion? Because you put a lot into it, promotion wise, and also you've got to think money wise with having three different halls booked and having to cover the rent for all those and the tickets for all those, and then having to offer refunds for people that didn't want to necessarily, they were just coming to see Pentagon and Phoenix. But yeah, how worried were you that this could have been the end of Wrestling Go?
If it was going to happen, it was going to happen, like, it was going to be for a good reason. Like, it wasn't going to be our fault.
Yeah.
So, Pentagon and Phoenix. So, I met Phoenix about 2 years ago over in America. So I've just kept in touch with them ever since. So I did some more training over in America in about April, and I messaged him, hey, do you want to come to Australia? And so he's like, oh, do you want my brother as well? I'm like, sure. So
yeah, why not?
Yeah. Penta doesn't speak that much English. So it was pretty much all through Phoenix. It was essentially 6.5 months locked in. And then the day before, or it was about a day and a half, there was the huge earthquake in Mexico, and they had family and friends that were affected, so they decided to stay home and look after them.
From what I've heard, the actual wrestling community in New South Wales and even the fans really got around the three dates you did anyway. So, I mean, if anything, it sort of made your company stronger in the end, hasn't it?
It was hard. It would have been more tiring if the Lucha guys were there, because there would have been more people at the show, and then we would have to accommodate them, and it would have been a lot more going into it and a lot more stress. I emailed every single person that bought a ticket personally, and this was the day before the first event. So this was the Thursday.
And there's nothing you can do about it either. That's the worst part. So it's not like nothing you could have planned. There's nothing you could have really done. But what you did, and when I read what you'd done, I was just like, well, that's a stand-up dude. I mean, a lot of places, well, a lot of not good businessmen would have just went, sorry, you know, card subject to change. You've bought your tickets. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, what you did, I think, was brilliant. And just shows the ethics behind your company.
$40 is a lot of money. General admission was $40, front row was $65. We had people coming from all over the country. So we literally had at least one person from every single state, whether they were driving or whether they were flying. We even had someone from New Zealand come over. I emailed every single person, would you like a refund or would you like a partial refund? Because the tickets will now be, you know, like $20. So it's pretty much half of the general admission.
Yeah.
It was over 80% that wanted a full refund. As I was going along, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, cool, I understand. But then as the emails kept coming in, it was like, okay, sure. Like, just kept losing enthusiasm, not because of the money, but because they didn't want to see Australian wrestling.
Yeah, they just wanted to see the internationals, yeah.
Because what they said was, for the most part, in these words, next time they come out, I will be there. That means they don't want to be there for our wrestling.
Yeah.
And that hurts.
But some of the times you hope that, when you're bringing these guys over, they do come to see these guys, but when they go away, they go, fuck, those other guys are really good. Let's go back to the next show. And then that sort of grows from there. Is that's the idea behind it, isn't it?
Yep. But they most of them didn't even give it a chance.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not just us that it happens to. It's like it's all over Australia, and that's the hard part.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's like I know when – because I've worked a little bit with Venom Pro Wrestling up here. And when the owners come to us about guys, like international guys, I always put like caveats into it. It's like, is the guy still a good worker? Will he do a seminar that can help our guys get better? Mm-hmm. And will he draw in enough fans that we can try and get to come back again? That's sort of the three things I go by. If they don't have one of those three, then it's really not worth bringing them up.
Yeah, sure.
But it worked out in the end for you, didn't it? The three nights?
We lost money, but I guess from all of the exposure that we got from just advertising the guys, I guess that made up for a little bit, and then I guess it just put us in a positive light after we gained all of this positive energy from everyone all over Australia, like even around the world, I noticed they were like respectful.
Yeah, because you didn't say, look, sorry, card subject change, we're keeping money. you can get stuff sort of thing. Like a lot of promotions, unfortunately, would probably have done that because they want to cover all their... But the fact that you've just said, look, we know it's not fair, so blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And you almost had the same thing happen this show coming up this weekend, except I wouldn't say it's a boost. It's an equal to, if not better, replacement for Travis Banks, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Sorry, quickly back to the Luchas.
Yes, sorry.
They will be coming over soon. Just need to figure out when. Just need to figure out all the little details.
Hmm.
There was something else I was going to say, but I don't remember. Okay, yes. So with the Luchas, the earthquake could have happened on any given weekend. They could have had PWG or AAW or, you know, something else.
Yeah, exactly.
That weekend, and they wouldn't have been able to make that, but it just happened to be us.
Yeah. It's like when I sent you that message going, that is so unlucky, man. I feel so bad for you.
And yeah,
like, yeah, it happens. I'm like, wow.
It's going to happen to someone.
Yeah.
So with Travis Banks, he unfortunately can't make it. So we've got Trent Seven from, he was in the UK Classic for WWE. He also wrestles on NXT from time to time. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
By far one of the top guys. He hasn't even been wrestling that long.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I hadn't really heard of him a hell of a lot
before. Yeah, I met him the same shows I met at Phoenix at a few years ago. He's a really cool guy. He's only been wrestling for about 7 years or so.
So can you just run down the card for this weekend and then where it's at and everything? Because I really want anyone who's listening to the podcast, if you're in the Sydney area, if you're in the New South Wales area, if you're in an area that's close enough you can drive to it, you should get to this show and support these guys. So go ahead and tell us what's on the card, mate.
The top one is Luciano versus Trent Seven. So Luciano defeated Kai Drake. So Kai Drake and Luciano, they've been intertwined for the last year. They're best friends. It started as a friendly competition, but now it's starting to get heated. They were in a best of three series. They've had two matches so far. It's one apiece. The second match took place the Lucha Mania weekend that Luciano won, so he won the right to wrestle Travis Banks. Travis Banks is being replaced with Trent Seven, so it's Luciano versus Trent Seven. However, due to Kai Drake has some of the hardest strikes in all of Australian wrestling, hands down.
Mm.
Off the top of my head, Robbie Eagles, Madison Eagles, I really can't think of anyone else that has harder strikes. I think Kai Drake has the hardest strikes in all of Australian wrestling.
Wow. And he hasn't been around for that long either, has he, really? It's been, what, 2 years, 3 years?
He started training just over 2 years ago with Lance Storm.
Yeah, I think that's amazing hearing that, like, he wanted to learn how to wrestle. He didn't bother going to a local promotion to try and wrestle. He just went straight to Lance Storm. I mean, if you're going to do it.
Yeah, so he's been there. He's been wrestling all over Australia. He was in Japan for a few weeks. That was really cool for him. So he actually, you know, he obviously really wants it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I remember talking to him after he did a Venom show up here. It's probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. I talked to him after and I was like, how long have you been in there? And he said, not too long. So that's cool. And it's just like, I just really want to learn. I just really want to get out there. And this is back when he didn't even know who, like, because he's like, where do you think I could train? There's a good place to train in New South Wales. And I was like, you can go to the New E Pro Boys, like Concrete and all that. He's like, who's Concrete? And I'm like, wow, you don't know anyone, do you?
He did the same thing as everyone else. Oh, type in Australian wrestling or Australian wrestling Sydney, and AWF came up, and he started training with them.
Mm.
I was actually there the first day he was at training. It was the weekend that Jimmy Havoc came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he wasn't very good. A few months later, killing it. So
yeah. Yeah.
He picks things up extremely fast, and he really wants this. Back to Luciano.
Back to Luciano, yes.
Luciano, in the very first show, Luciano got knocked out by Kai Drake. He received a concussion. There's actually a lot of backstory between the two. Trent Seven, Kai Drake. They're going to tear each other apart. And that's just match one.
Yeah. What else? What else have you got on the card?
Second match is Paris De Silva versus Big Fudge. Big Fudge is Wrestling Go's biggest underdog. He hasn't won that many matches.
I'm going to go and yell at my dog.
Yeah, that's okay.
My wife cannot get it to shut up.
The secret of my success, before every matchup, I pump up with this. Arrogance. It's today's man in a classic can. The fragrance that overwhelms and pins down the competition. It's arrogance for men.
All right, so where were we? We were talking about Paris Fudge, sorry.
Big Fudge doesn't have the best win-loss record, but neither does Paris. Paris was actually on a 10-show losing streak until he wrestled his mentor, Damian Slater. And he basically cheated to beat Damian Slater. And since then, he has also defeated B-Boy. So he's slowly picking up a few wins, turning it around.
And if anyone knows Paris, knows that around the country, another promotion, at least, really good wrestler. Yep. So what's the third one you got on there for the card?
Turkish Delight and Ricky South. So they're a new tag team versus Wrestling No. We've got Rudge from England and we've got Big Rig. So we've got the two guys that don't like to have fun. They're anti-Wrestling Go against two of the most outrageous characters in all of Australian wrestling. So from there, SMS, we've got Unsocial Jordan and we've got Snapchat versus One Direction.
Oh, I love those guys.
Which ones?
One Direction. I just love the idea of it. I think it's brilliant.
they're really fun. They really loved at our shows. So these two teams are actually in our tag team tournament to crown our doubles medalists next month in November. So it's pretty much a preview match, trying to see who will get some more momentum going into the tournament.
I love the idea that you call it a doubles medals as well. I remember years ago in RCW, Elliot Sexton and J-Rock were trying to get the idea of calling the tag division the men's pairs.
Okay.
Tried to get that up for the age and no one would go for it. But yeah, just that is a great idea.
It's the same thing as what I've said before, like to be different.
Yeah.
Everyone's got tag team. I just thought of tennis, doubles, it's different.
Yeah.
Then we've got Caveman Ugg. He is the gold medalist. Versus two people you may not have heard of, Sports Factory. Their names are Will Keyes and Brad Alexander. So what happened last show, Brad Alexander actually stole the gold medal halfway through the match. So they're in possession of the gold medal right now. So they've claimed that they're fighting champions, so they're giving Ugg a title shot. It just happens that the Mayor of Wrestling Go has made it a triple threat match instead of a 2-on-1 handicap match.
Caveman Ugg's really, like, this year has really come out as a performer, hasn't he? Like, he's won the Nui Pro title, he's been at MCW, he's been all over the place. It's, like I said, it's, again, another thing with Wrestling Go, you're bringing out the younger guys or the guys that haven't had a platform to perform yet. So it's really good.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then we've got, it's for the Watermelon Championship, we've got Matty Wahlberg versus the silver medalist, Jude the Dude London, versus Mick Moretti versus B-Boy. Jude and Matty Wahlberg, they've pretty much got this rivalry going over at Wrestling Go at the moment. Wahlberg won the Watermelon from Jude London last month, and he actually has a... So WWE, they've essentially got the Money in the Bank briefcase. Matty Wahlberg won a raffle at our birthday event. He won a birthday prize.
a shot at the silver medal anytime he wants. It's an interesting four-way match.
Yeah, no, it sounds awesome. And it's this weekend, right? So this Sunday afternoon, where is it being held?
St. Clair Leisure Centre.
St. Clair Leisure Centre. And if anyone wants to follow Wrestling Go or to find out about tickets, where's the best place they can follow Wrestling Go and contact you guys about tickets, etc.?
We've got the Facebook page, and then you can buy the tickets right from there. We've got Facebook at Wrestling Go. We've got Twitter, Instagram. We've got YouTube. We've got Vimeo. So we've got all of our previous events up, apart from our recent Lucha Mania events. Two of them are ready to go, but we're just waiting on the third one. They're relatively fast turnaround times.
Yeah, that so is.
We've got people from all over the world, from countries that you wouldn't even expect, like Saudi Arabia and like Argentina buying the shows. So it's pretty insane.
Yeah. So how much are these shows worth on Vimeo? Just for people that want to get them.
So for a single match, it's $3, but if you buy a show in its entirety, it's only $10.
Ah, beautiful.
So you save maybe $5 or $6.
And why wouldn't you buy the whole show? Don't just buy one match. Get into it. Buy the whole show. You can't tell what a promotion is like from one match anyway. You've got to experience the whole show to get a feeling of what it's like, and get down and see the local shows. This Sunday afternoon,
St. Clair Leisure Centre,
4 p.m. Get on Wrestling Go's Facebook page, get your tickets, get down there. You're not really going to see Trent Seven. Well, after this, you don't know, because he could actually sign full time with WWE, and then you just won't see him until a WWE tour comes down. So I mean, definitely get around that, but mostly get around the young talent that Wrestling Go does show, because they do show the new young guys that mightn't get as much of a chance in a Nui Pro or a PWA to shine. This Wrestling Go is pretty much is the way to go if you want to see the young, up-and-coming guys. And John Whelan, thanks for being on the show, mate. Sorry about the noise with the dog. She's a puppy and she's learning.
It's all right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Big thank you, Mr. John Whelan of Wrestling Go, and Todd Eastman, who you can catch, of course, up there representing Next Level, and Alex Shepherd, the Prodigy, up there in Queensland. If you dug this episode, please do subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and wherever you get your podcasts. We have had a who's who of Australian wrestling here on the network, and we're going to try and ramp things up again and get the network back to where it was. You know, episodes every couple of weeks at least, or every week, that would be fantastic. You can hit us up on Facebook at Wrestle Radio Australia, Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU, and you can find Todd Eastman at Beast Eastman, me at Josh JD Armour, and of course Armor Pod Productions, if you need a podcast edited, maybe your business wants to, get into the audio marketing field, hit us up, and we will help you out indeed. My name's Josh Armour, this has been Where the Action Is, and we will catch you next time with the long-awaited chat, me and Dan Leonard from about 5 months ago. Yeah, we're going to have that for you. It's a good time. Peace out. We'll catch you next time. And Bobby Heenan, you are the fucking man.
Saints and sinners, lovers and losers, cuts and run wild with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy. Kiss your sons and your daughters goodbye. Been there, done that, heard it all before. Chewed up and spit out, we won't take no more. If you wanna live, you're gonna have to fight. Every day's a Friday. Every night to Saturday night. Yeah, well, the action is, if you want some, come and get some. Here's where
mine, all mine.
This is an ArmorPod production. Send all production inquiries to armorpod@gmail.com.